Hello, kia ora, my lord. My name's Michelle. I'm the host of I'm Just Older, Darling, a series of conversations with members of our communities who are sometimes referred to as elders. Their stories, their words. This was recorded during the lockdown of COVID-19. Welcome to our first contributor, Amanda Yates. This was recorded the first weekend of the lockdown.
Kia ora. My name's Amanda Yates. I'm 59 and live alone. I came out when I was 30 and have lived with my partner up until 2 years ago for 25 years.
What makes you tick?
What makes me tick? Well, things are very different for me now, but what makes me tick is the world that we're in now is, I find, quite exciting, but at the same time is so different to how we grew up. And with my the job that I do keeps me in touch with the earth, which excites me no end, and brings me to meeting a vast variety of people and communities, which I just love. That keeps me going here.
So what do you do?
I'm a landscape gardener. Well, I have been a landscape gardener up until recent times when my body's changing, my body's getting older, and it's not that I can't do, it's that I choose not to do the things that I have done for 20 years because it hurts longer and it takes me longer to recover from injury, which stops me from working. So I'm now doing garden maintenance, which brings me closer to family units. I've been with certain clients for 16 years now, and I am now part of the family, which is just wonderful. So they know a lot about me, and I know a lot about them. Yeah, my motto is, I'm the gardener. I know everything, but I know nothing.
Would you consider yourself an elder?
When I talk to young people, I find that they know more interesting things and they're able to have really diverse and interesting conversations with everybody now, whereas if I put myself as a late teens, early 20s, it was way different. It was way different then. Well, it was way different in my family. This is just my experience from the family that I hung out with. And it was more difficult for us to talk about stuff. But no, I don't see myself as an elder. I just see me as me. And just that I'm a little bit older and a little bit wiser. And I'm open to new things all the time. So yeah, I guess that's still the young person inside me, is I'm still open to learning new things.
Do you think the sense of community's changed?
I do think, yes, I do think community's changed, and particularly in the now times, how important our communities are, more than they've ever been before, I think. I think about my grandmother's time as very important community times during the war. They survived, and I think this is another time of survival. But me as a person, I'm sort of quite well known in the community for just being around, which is nice. I'm just me. I'm not hidden away or anything. But there was a time when I wasn't, and I didn't know why. But that was, you know, a time when I was very depressed, and we tend to hide. But now it's really different, and without a community, we don't survive. We need the people, and I'm very visible. I just am. I like to know who's around me. I like to feel to know that I feel safe in my community.
Thinking back 30 years ago, women of our age then, do you think we were visible or invisible?
Totally invisible. I think there was a time when women of age were seen as just the grandparents or the oldies, or I remember not sharing stuff with my older women because I didn't think they would understand. It's all me, because they're a pretty switched on bunch of women, I've learned now. But they weren't, I think, for my mother, she was an extraordinary woman in the landscaping industry, and people saw her as being very different and quite scared of her. She was doing unwomanly things, as they called it in one interview, being a landscape gardener, very fit. It was seen as not so cool. But I don't think women then really could express themselves as well as we can do now. And that was society. It was society saying that women should be home feeding the children or looking after their partners later on in life. And then expecting to have grandchildren, or it's very interesting. Yes, that was their role, was to become the grandparent. And a lot of their self exploratory about themselves was keep at bay, yeah.
What do you think differently about being an artist, and how do you think you're perceived by the younger generation for what you do?
I think the generation really, they find me really interesting. I can talk to the younger generation about what I do. A lot of the younger men, men particularly that I employ or have employed, are surprised that someone like myself can be so fit and strong and have such a knowledge of how to do things. And they don't shy away from it. In fact, it encourages them to ask more questions about me as a person, which I don't mind sharing, and how I got to where I am today. I think from what I get to the young men and women that have worked with me in the past, that they've found me quite inspirational, which is a really nice thing to hear. And they'll tell me that in ways, or they go off and want to develop their interests after spending time with me and my fellow colleagues, not just me, but it's other people I work with, which is kind of cool. It's really uplifting, yeah.
Having a look at the communities that you multi-layer or you're intersectional with, how do you feel that has changed with age?
I've never been anybody else but me, and I certainly do challenge people in the way I do things, and how my questioning of how people may think. But sticking to my values and my beliefs and being me hasn't really changed much. It's just made me want to be me even more as an older person. And I sincerely hope that things around us are changing so quickly. And in the past, things were so different to what they are now. I do hope my growth, I keep growing, as communities and societies and people keep growing, yeah.
Do you think your sexuality has become more acceptable within the community in the last 30 years? And if so, what kind of impacts that's had on you?
I wouldn't have said 30 years ago. I think in the last 10, 15 years, things have really changed. 30 years ago, the courts took my children away from me because I was deemed as being an unhealthy relationship, which was really hard. I mean, the courts would have a terrible time trying to do that now, but that's how it was. But now things are much more open. It's just taking me way back. I think things are much healthier in the community and how people perceive same-sex marriages, families, and it's part of normal life now, which is just wonderful. Yeah, it was a few years ago. It was difficult. It was difficult for me anyway.
Mm. And who would you describe as somebody that's inspired you?
I think Frida Kahlo has really inspired me as not only an artist, but as an individual and an incredibly amazing woman to have endured what she went through her lifetime. She'd be my inspiration, yeah.
One specific elder had an impact on the way you look at life now?
Well, definitely my grandmother. Absolutely, without a doubt, my grandmother. She was her own woman right through and through, and she spent a lot of time on her own during the war. She raised four children. She was an artist. She was a teacher, and she looked after me when my parents were. She looked after all of us when my parents were busy trying to survive and make a living for us. So I was a very big part of her life, and she's an immensely strong woman. And I think I really learned to be a lot like her in my life. Yeah, she was huge impact.
If there was a story you wanted to tell or live as a memory of you, what would it be, and how? What would you want them to know that was the salt of you?
It's funny, somebody asked me today to write a book about my life. It's been a roller coaster, but I think I would like people to remember me or to read about me as someone that I'm an incredibly fair person, and I just love giving, and I love kindness, and I love strength that each and every one of us has, and I'd like to be seen or remembered as someone that could help people find that within themselves, like I've had to do through my journey in life. I didn't get this far without, you know, many bumps. And I love helping people discover themselves through gardening, art, and friendship and laughter. So, yeah, that's possibly how I'd like it to be, yeah.
As an elder, how do you look at the visibility of the rainbow community now?
I would just, I just like it to be more open. And it's, I know people need to go somewhere that they feel safe, which is great. But I like to be more open about who I am, and I have no fear of being who I am anymore. And I guess that's what it comes down to is for people to stop fearing the fear out there, because there is actually nothing to fear. I love the openness that the hero parade used to have. You know, my younger years, we used to go hang out in certain bars and things, and you can always smell the fear that people had about themselves being who they were. Yeah, and if people in general, and this is just everybody, I guess, if you could stop doing the fear, then we would be in a much happier place. And I found that out when I first came out, and I was so scared of what people might think about me that I didn't do things in the way that I wanted to do them, for fear of being judged or criticised. And then when I gave that away, my life became so much more clearer and less stressful. It made me stronger, because I could deal with those people that gave me a hard time about my life choices. It made me speak. So fear is a massive thing. in our community. And it's sad because we stop being who we are. I'll never forget one young woman saying, gosh, you two are just amazing. Here you are, you've raised kids, you're doing all this stuff, and you're two women together. You don't need to have this sort of like what was sort of being forced into getting married and Prince Charming. You're Mrs. Charming, I think she called me, which I thought was delightful. But it just opened their world up to everybody's just everybody. We're just ourselves. We contribute whatever we're good at. It was brilliant, yeah. I really miss those times. But it's wonderful, though, that the technology that we have now also has helped us document these wonderful weekends away and the wonderful trips away that we've had, because we've got visual, beautiful photographs and video stories and accounts of, you know, things that have gone down. So that's, my youth, you just had scars on your legs or stitches and to remind you of your stories. But technology now, particularly, I think now in this time of lockdown, is just fantastic. It's wonderful. And I have friends that aren't at all savvy. I'm not savvy at all, but I've had to really force myself to learn things because I'm going to get left behind. And I have to learn to access all this data that I have, which my ex-partner used to do all for me. And I've had to really sit down. It's been wonderful this time out to sit down and nut out where I can get all this data from and how I can put it together. The time for me to do that has been wonderful, actually. So as much as I'd like to go for a walk in the ocean, near the ocean, I haven't really disliked this lockdown period. I think it's been quite valuable for a lot of us, many of us, actually. I'm Amanda Yates, and I'm Just Older, Darling.
I'm Just Older, Darling. It's brought to you by Same Same But Black. There's a series of conversations with members of our community, sometimes referred to as elders, movers, shakers, doers, musicians, based in West Auckland and wider New Zealand. Each person has an interesting story and a perspective of their life. Thank you for taking the time, and I hope you enjoy the conversations with I'm Just Older, Darling.
A little something that we're experimenting with tonight. So we hope you enjoy it as much as we're going to enjoy doing. Tell me how.
easy to believe everything I do. I see music is what I've got, baby, and I gotta find some way to make it. Music is what I've got, baby. I want you to come on and shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, baby. Over America, people keep on acting.